More than half of New Hampshire's housing stock was built before lead was banned from use in residential buildings. And according to Elliot Berry, an attorney who works on housing issues with New Hampshire Legal Assistance, that puts a lot of people at risk, especially young kids in low-income neighborhoods, where much of that housing is concentrated.
With a housing stock as old as ours, and especially so much of it is wood structures that were commonly painted, there's just still a huge inventory of homes that are potentially dangerous to children.
Now, New Hampshire Legal Assistance is hoping to use a $450,000 grant to step up efforts to prevent childhood lead poisoning. The money comes from a nationwide settlement with Bank of America, related to its role in the 2008 housing crisis. In New Hampshire, the money will go toward education and outreach, with an emphasis on refugee communities. It'll also support efforts to change state lead safety laws and to help landlords get rid of lead hazards on their properties, among other initiatives.
It has long-term, indeed lifetime, effects that really further disadvantages low-income children in particular, you know, when they're already facing plenty of other impediments to having a successful life.
If a family suspects its home is at risk, Barry says it's important to have a licensed lead assessor check it out. Local public health departments also offer resources on how to safely deal with lead. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.